A message of encouragement from Wonder and Reality about the glory of the Lord. The Lord Himself, the Lord Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. Amen. And His presence, His glory, so wonderful we can't put it into words. Just one glimpse of Him. Greater than all the million years anywhere else. I'm outside right now. The wind is blowing. Birds are singing. The wind is not blowing hard, but you can feel it. You know, it's a type of the Holy Spirit. Everything in nature is. Now, as wonderful as nature is, I want to focus on the glory of the Lord and some things that He's showing me. If it can help anybody, I want to get it to you. The series, Fear of the Lord and Seeking Him. You know, the fear of the Lord sometimes can make us, you know, it's kind of a tough subject. But within that, you know, what it does is it causes us, it humbles us, it causes us to pray and seek Him and here's a few things I want to touch on. I want to give more in-depth messages on some of this. But we wonder, why is God not answering? Why is He not? Why do I not feel His presence? Well, He hides Himself for many reasons. In that process of seeking Him, our old nature dies. That's what has to happen for us to experience Him, because He's God Almighty. He's holy. He's separated. He's not cheap. He's not just going to reveal Himself to anyone. I mean, we must seek Him. And in that process, our old nature goes away. He knows what's best for us. Amen. In Isaiah, surely You are the God who hides Himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. So don't be discouraged. I've been emphasizing, let's seek the Lord. And yes, I want to continue emphasizing that. Such a key and such a, you know, that's the best thing we can do. You know, in our day, we can, you know, you've heard that phrase, why worry when you can pray? Let's pray. And let's seek the Lord, but let's be available to intercede. Let's choose, you know, pray for our city, pray for people around us, pray for needs that we might see in the world and for the nations. I know Indonesia has been through a lot, and other countries, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Israel, and you know, let's look at the big picture. Get a big picture perspective. And He will bless us when we do that. And repentance, you know, as we seek Him, again, the fear of the Lord causes us to do those things I mentioned, but also to repent. You know, and I know I need to repent. Sin is missing the mark. We've all missed the mark. We all need to humble ourselves. And so I just want to encourage you. What a privilege to know Him and to be able to seek Him. And to what a privilege, the greatest privilege for mankind. And no matter what you're going through, Jesus is with you. Remember, he says, I'm with you always. Now that's, what an incredible, you know, off the charts, super califragilistic, expialidocious promise. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Glory to God. You've heard that phrase, faith always has a good report. Well, someone may say, well, yeah, but, you know, why am I having all these things happen and bad things happen and I'm suffering and I'm not feeling his presence? Well, again, I go back to what I mentioned earlier. He knows what's best for us, and we must seek him and get rid of our old nature. So just a quick summary. The fear of the Lord will cause us to seek him, to pray, to humble ourselves, to repent. That's what we need to get the presence of the Lord, which is the answer. The greatest entity in the universe, by far. In fact, no other entity even exists, really. Because everything outside of him is dead. I hope you hear that airplane. What an irony that people, most people in the world, think that a relationship with God, with Jesus Christ, is a religious thing, and they see it as something that is just, it's dead religion is what it is, but, and their view is, oh, that's just distasteful, it's boring, it's gross, it's awful, it's, I never want to do that, I want to go have fun. You know, I want to go enjoy and have fun. Well, the greatest thing in the universe is the presence of Jesus, period. That's so glorious, so wonderful, so, and so I gave a message on that recently. You know, it's the great irony. It's a great irony that, and you know, people act spiritual, you know, and they act all sanctified and dignified, and they try to, you know, and they're, you know, whatever they do. Someone in heaven said, there's a total lack, total absence of the piety that we see on the earth. It's natural. It's what we were born to do. But I just want to emphasize, you know, what an irony that humans have done that. You know, we miss the mark. It's a dysfunctional world, and then also the enemy has probably part of that he's blinded people and created this thing that's dead religion, where people, and it's, then there's the lost who don't care about it at all. You know, 60 to 70% of the world who want nothing to do with, you know, with Jesus Christ, a relationship with him. So, but I just find it's just so ironic that even I, you know, I grew up in dead religion, so I knew this is not the answer. But I found Jesus Christ. You know, and then we get into this, the relationship with the Holy Spirit is such, is the key, of course. He wants to cause us to walk with Him. He wants to make it easy. He wants, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. You know, that famous scripture, I will put my spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh. I'll give you a new spirit, and I will cause you to walk in my ways, and you will keep them and do them. I will cause you. So the key is, you know, coming back to what I mentioned earlier in this series, when we, you know, have that fear of the Lord, and we realize we need to repent, we should pray, seek Him, humble ourselves, repent. That's when the great things happen. Thanks for listening. More soon. Blessings. Please send us any email requests. hello@wonderreality.org. Please visit our website. Please tell people about our ministry and the free books and teachings. Thank you.